That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hale allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAM. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
KNZA.
Welcome back, Silver Lake High School. It's 3A Substate. More championship action now for the girls' turn. Silver Lake 21-1 taking on Nemaha Central, who is 17-5. These two teams both played last night. Nemaha Central actually had a little bit easier game than Silver Lake, as it turned out. The Eagles needed to withstand a missed three-point shot by Jeff West to escape with a 55-53 win and a tough, physical, closely contested ball game from start to finish last night. They're under the direction of Kyle Porter, the second-year head coach for Silver Lake, who won a girls' championship with Royal Valley a few years ago, went out to Hayes for a year, and now in his second season with the Eagles. Nemaha Central 17-5, Haddon Hilchin in his 12th year as head coach. Nemaha Central, a tough first-round sub-state matchup. They had to beat rival Sabetha by one, 33-32, but then beat Hiawatha last night, 45-33. The Lady Thunder have won 9 of their last 10 games coming into this sub-state matchup, and they're trying to get to state for the 5th time in the last 6 years. Nemaha Central made it to state 4 consecutive years. They missed out last year, losing in double overtime in the sub-state finals to Sabetha. But looking to get back there, they will have their hands full against the Silver Lake team. In the first matchup of the year between these squads, Silver Lake was at the state tournament last year. In fact, they had to face Sabetha in the opening round. They lost at Sabetha, didn't get to go to Hutch last year and compete at state for the Eagles. One loss this year for Silver Lake, that was on January 22nd. They lost to Rock Creek 60-55. They have only 3 wins by less than double digits this season, including the one last night against Jeff West. Several common opponents. This Silver Lake team has beat Jeff West twice. They beat Sabetha twice. They've defeated Royal Valley twice. So some common opponents there in the Big 7 League. Our studio engineer again tonight is Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Connor Bouchard and John Holliday as I bring these guys into the contest and the broadcast. But for this contest, I guess one of my big questions is, you know, how do these girls respond back-to-back nights? Maybe they've done it once this season in the mid-season tournament, but certainly not when your season's on the line and playing this caliber of, competition with your season on the line. So what do you feel like are keys and thoughts on this matchup here between Nemaha and Silver Lake?
Yeah, well, I think one of the keys is going to be, for Silver Lake, they're young. They're really young. They're all sophomores. You know, the majority of their players are sophomores. So a quick turnaround for them is going to be really important, and just be able to, you know, ride the momentum of what, you know, it was a close game last night, but still you got the win, and ride that momentum. And then if you're Nemaha Central, I think you have that advantage where you probably be underdog, but each team has less time to prepare for each other. So it's about going out and playing basketball now. Make adjustments on the fly. Just go out and play basketball.
Silver Lake 21-1, Nemaha Central 17-5. Couple teams that you've seen play this year, Coach Holliday, and Silver Lake certainly does have some of that youth. But before we get much further, I think we're going to pause for the national anthem. So we're going to get a pregame timeout. We'll come down and break down this matchup a little bit more. We'll also give you tonight's starting lineups next. You're on 103.9 KNZA. It's the girls' sub-state championship game coming up from Silver Lake after this timeout.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
The importance of taking a proactive approach to health and wellness is more evident now than ever, which is why Nemaha Valley Community Hospital invites you to join us for our annual health fair on Saturday, April 30th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the community building in Seneca. For the safety and well-being of our community, we will only be offering lab drops again this year. Get your lab work done for just $20. Please look for an event volunteer that day when you arrive. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 30th. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
The Super Engineer, Seth Collinson, Justin Poop, Connor Bashar, John Holliday with you here at Silver Lake High School. Silver Lake and Nemaha Central in this Class 3A Girls Substate Championship. And before we went to the break, I pitched it to Coach John Holliday for your thoughts on this. You've seen Nemaha Central a little bit. They have a little bit of an experience advantage, but what do you feel like might be keys here tonight?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I've had a chance to see both these teams play, and on paper, it kind of looked a little bit like that Sabetha Roll Valley game we just saw. Silver Lake scores a lot of points, and they've got a lot of weapons. They shoot a lot of threes. They're very, very young. And I think the biggest matchup problem that Nemaha is going to have is with their big girl inside, Mackenzie McDaniels. You know, she's a hoss. I mean, she's got great hands, she's got great feet, and she's a load. But Silver Lake likes to get downhill, and Nemaha's going to have to find a way to control that. And, you know, Nemaha Central's been, they've been hungry since the COVID year. You know, they had a chance to win state. And I know Coach Hilton, that's one thing she's still trying to figure out, try to get his ring. Coach Porter's been working his March Madness magic for the last three years, or a couple of Roll Valley. They had a great run there before coming back to Silver Lake last year, getting them to state tournament a year ago. So, looking forward to a great matchup. Probably the biggest question is does Silver Lake, have they played enough competition throughout the year for this, you know, to be in this limelight, to be ready to step on and get to the state tournament? You know, they've got the advantage of coming back from last year, making the state tournament, and they're kind of a hungry team. They had a pretty good summer. And, one of the things that's really fun, and, you know, both these coaches are good friends of mine, and then they're just their staff. You know, I know how important a great staff is. Both these teams are going to be around for a long time. These are historic basketball programs with a lot of great history behind it.
No doubt. Jumps to the starting lineup. Seymour Central lead the visitors in the road purple for Coach Chad and Hilton. His starters tonight, 5'6 senior Mackenzie Henry, 5'5 senior Taryn Gamstrom in the backcourt. Getting her second straight start on the wing, it's 5'7 freshman Allie Honeyman. And in the post, 5'8 junior Ella Larkin and 5'10 junior Addie Holthouse. Holthouse and Larkin are the leaders in terms of scoring and rebounding for this Thunder team that's 17-5 on the season. For Silver Lake, the home team and wide under second-year head coach Kyle Porter, no seniors on the team. To the backcourt is 5'6 junior Mariah Farmer, 6' junior Taylor Ross, 5'7 sophomore Cabrin Kruger, and 5'6 sophomore McKinley Kruger. And also starting is Mackenzie McDaniel on the inside, a 6' sophomore that Coach Holliday just talked about, had a monster game last night against Jeff West in that contest. As Silver Lake wins it, they get it right down to Mackenzie McDaniel. The shot missed. The ball goes out of bounds. And it will go to Nemaha Central. So last night, 55-53 over Jeff West, Silver Lake got 24 points from Mackenzie McDaniel, double-digit rebounds as well. But pretty young squad with no seniors, couple juniors, and all the rest sophomores for Coach Kyle Porter. They're 21-1. Here's a shot. Banks in. Addie Hithouse with the first points of the night.
Boy, when you say that, you got to wonder, is this my night when the bank shot goes in to start the ball game?
Addie had 21 last night against Hiawatha. One of her high point totals for the season as the Thunder score on their first trip down the floor. Now a three far side. This is good by Cabrin Kruger.
Nemaha starts out in the zone. They've attacked the corner both times thus far.
Holthouse driving. Shot blocked by Cabrin Kruger, who hits a three. Now Kruger hustling it ahead from right to left for Silver Lake. Not quite as many here for this game as we had maybe in the earlier game. Royal Valley Boys heading to state. They dominated Sabetha 54-23 and threw a double team, a foul called here on the shot opportunity there. It's going to be McKinley Kruger getting to the free throw line to shoot two.
Kind of put her head down, and I was surprised maybe that she didn't get a player control foul call right there, but block charge calls, those are always tough for officials.
First free throw good. The foul is against Addie Holthouse of Nemaha Central. Silver Lake leading by two. A minute 20 seconds gone by. Second free throw short, rebounded by Henry. I feel like Nemaha's going to need Henry and Gamstrom, their guards, to knock down some three-point shots in this game because this Silver Lake team scores in the mid-50s. They got a lot of different weapons and can put up a lot of points as they did last night against Jeff West.
Yeah.
Nemaha only averaging about 42 points per game, so shot it well against Hiawatha. A lot of high percentage shots in the paint around the basket. Almost all of them from there last night. Henry and Gamstrom play a little catch. Now McKenzie tries to drive. A couple senior guards. Here's Honeyman, the freshman, a three. No good. Thunder get the rebound. Back up Ella Larkin. That's short. Now it's taken by McDaniel.
One or two. Probably pretty good possession for Nemaha Central in that, you know, very patient, got a pretty good look at it. The freshman shows no signs of being a freshman, and he likes to fly early.
Drop down low. McDaniel has the pass tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Silver Lake. 5:49 left here in the opening frame. Winner goes to the 3A state tournament in Hutchinson next week. No surprise, Northeast Kansas with a slew of teams already punching their ticket to the state tournament. Teams we cover on the MSC Sports Radio Network. This shot down, though, by Mackenzie McDaniel. Earlier today, the Troy boys won. They're heading to 1A state in Dodge City. The Jacksonites girls won. They're heading to 2A state in Manhattan. The Royal Valley boys won. They're heading to 3A state in Hutch. Nice find to Holthouse. The basket good. Larkin gets the dive, and she drove baseline and fed Addie Holthouse.
Beautiful drive, beautiful find there. That's always a difficult pass when you're kind of falling out of bounds on the baseline there. Great play.
Holthouse has all 4 points for Nemaha Central. The game tied up. Farmer looking to go baseline. Down low to McDaniel. Spins, and the bank shot popped out of there. Trying to get her own rebound, and now a foul against Nemaha Central.
They're making an effort again. That's the fourth time they've thrown the ball to the corner, and the one time they made a three off of it, the other three times they've thrown it inside to McDaniel, and she hadn't been able to score yet.
Personal foul number one on Ella Larkin. Team foul number two on Nemaha Central.
Farmer in the lane. That shot was deflected, but it's out of bounds, and it will stay with Silver Lake again.
Multiple opportunities for Silver Lake, and yeah, they're gonna break you down. They've got five kids on the floor that can score, and a lot of weapons.
Different officials here for this girls' sub-state championship game at Silver Lake. And the ball knocked away from Cabrin Kruger. Here comes Nemaha, two on two. Ganstrom jumps to top, and then it's knocked away from her. So turnovers even again. Silver Lake in transition. Kruger lobs. This is Ross. Little fadeaway. That pops out. Rebounded by Honeyman for Nemaha Simpson. Thunder push it ahead. Teams getting up and down the court. This is what we had yesterday night as well. And a little body foul from behind as Cabrin Kruger trying to defend on Addie Holthouse to pick up the first foul against Silver Lake.
Well, Holthouse has been posting really hard these last two or three possessions and finally got a call.
And Nemo's found a mismatch there. They like that matchup. They're gonna go right back at it here, I'm gonna guess. Three ball.
Henry, no good. Offensive board though by Ella Larkin. Both teams getting some second chance opportunities. Our game stays tied at four. Honeyman, the freshman, getting her second start because Nemaha without 5'11 senior Cassidy Rethman again here tonight. Ganstrom hands back to Honeyman. Now Henry near his side to Holthouse. Half of the first quarter gone by. Taryn and Henry, two guards, were a little quiet last night against Hiawatha. Most of the points in the paint, as we mentioned. Here's a tip by Taylor Ross and a steal to Silver Lake. Ross then has it deflected. Honeyman falls on it. Coach Chilton trying to get a timeout, and he will. Our first timeout of the night taken here by the Thunder as they'll have the ball. Seems as if both teams may be trying to do just a little bit too much and move too fast.
Yeah, that was another good possession. I think that's a key for Nemaha is if you got to keep this, you got to keep this score down a little bit and play at your own pace. And so they're doing a good job of creating long possessions, but they got to finish possessions.
Couple of turnovers on each team.
And you talked earlier, you know, Nemaha's going to have to hit some threes. That hadn't happened yet, but they've done a, you know, they've done a great job of limiting Silver Lake to one shot opportunities. You know, Silver Lake had three possessions, but it wasn't because of shots, because the ball got knocked out, you know, knocked out again. They ran three straight inbounds plays and didn't get a bucket out of any of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, Nemaha's brought the defense tonight. See if they can continue this for the next 25 minutes.
Thunder with the basketball and the Road Purples with the blue trim. They'll move left to right here throughout the first half. Ganstrom one-on-one against Mariah Farmer. Drives and kicks it out to Larkin. Larkin against Ross through the lane. It's Silver Lake's defending man-to-man. Ganstrom to the high post. Holthouse tries to drive on Dider and rolls in the shot. Bobby Holthouse has all six in the Thunder. Back up by two. 3:15 clock moving here in the first quarter.
Nemaha runs that. We call it a cowboy. That high post, get a lot of back cuts and screens off of it. But, boy, when they catch the ball in the high post, they're going to have a matchup that I think they get to the rim with. And she's shown that. She's going to be aggressive with it. Here's a dump down. And
second shot sticks on the high-low. Ross with the pass. Down low to Mackenzie McDaniel, who cleans up her own miss and scores her first two of the contest. Now the lob, Holthouse, tough catch.
Oh, wow.
Good plus one for Addie Holthouse, who has 8 points to start this game and a free throw pending.
Yeah, over the top. She sealed her up the lane early in transition as the first side of the floor, and there was no weak side help, and it was an unbelievable one-hand catch that prevents the ball from going out of bounds, and she stopped under the basket, got fouled from behind, and made the basket.
First personal foul on Kaylee Dider, 5'8 sophomore. It was the first sub in off the bench for Silver Lake. Holthouse no good on the free throw, rebounded by Ross. Thunder ahead, 8-6. McKinley Kruger will bring it ahead with Dider, Ross, Farmer, and McDaniel on the floor for Coach Kyle Porter's Lady Eagles. Farmer, there's a three by Kruger on the right side. A tie off the rim, no. Rebound tipped, and Dider got it. The shot is short. And a couple free throws coming up here for Silver Lake. This foul on Reagan Garrity, who just checked in for Nemaha Central. She's a 5'11 freshman. The Thunder have two freshmen out there on the floor. They've also brought in Madison Mortcher, a 5'9 senior off the bench.
And you just never know how freshmen are going to respond in this environment. You know, they've started playing. Coach Hilton started playing them a little bit later in the year, so hopefully he's got them seasoned enough for this stage.
8-7 is the second free throw missed by Kaylee Dider. She got her first point of the game, but the Thunder lead by one. 2:15 in the clock moving. Honeyman to the high post, a fellow freshman Garrity. She'll take the shot. Little strong. Rebound. Holthaus again. She's got 10 points here in the first quarter. Addie Holthaus. So one man wrecking crew, or one woman wrecking crew right now for Nemaha Central. Holthaus has all 10 Thunder points. Kruger near side, an open look for three. It's Cabrin Kruger from Sister McKinley. And a second triple for Cabrin Kruger to tie this game at 10. Almost a travel there in backcourt. Holthaus, now they clear the 10-second line. Lorcher will bounce it to Ganstrom, and Silver Lake going to go 2-3 zone.
I was going to say, Coach Porter didn't like the matchup he was getting because Nemaha was scoring at will.
Yeah, they're running that. Like you said, you call it the cowboy action. It's the Nemaha boys run that same set, and a lot of times if they score on it, they're going to keep going back to the well. Might make the switch of defense up.
Thunder going to keep the basketball. Little turnaround jumper in the paint there, missed by Addie Holthaus. Subs in for both teams. Addie Holthaus comes out of the game, gets a big round of applause. She scored all 10 points. Garrity stays in there. Lorcher stays in there. Ella Larkin back to the Thunder. Lose the basketball. Here comes Silver Lake, 2-on-2. Cabrin Kruger all the way and missed the layup. Offensive board knocked away from Dider, but she's fouled. And Kaylee Dider going to get two more free throws here.
Well, Silver Lake's a lot like Roll Valley. You give them a steal, you give them a long rebound, they're going to race you to the rim and make you get down and defend you.
Second personal on Reagan Garrity, who hasn't played but a minute or two. She's got her second personal, and another free throw misses by Dider. It's under 50% at the free throw line this season. Silver Lake struggled shooting free throws last night as well. Dider misses both of these. We're still tied at 10. Silver Lake making 7 of 12, just enough in the fourth quarter last night to hang on against Jeff West. 1 minute left here in the opening frame. Garrity at the high post. Lorcher and Ganstrom on the wings. Down low, now they find. And a layup good by Ella Larkin on the left side. That's what Nemaha was doing last night. All their shots just coming inside, and they continue to work it in even against the zone. 12-10 Thunder. That was against Mackenzie McDaniel down there. The ball knocked free from McDaniel. Nemaha Central up the court. It's Lorcher who will wait for the rest of her teammates. Gets it back to Henry. Now Larkin over to Ganstrom. Fakes a three. Two defenders jump out on her, and one made contact. Personal foul coming here. It's number two on Cabrin Kruger.
Right now, it's all Nemaha Central. I mean, it's your body language, your looks on their faces. So they've got a little bit of panic in their faces right now. And see if they're going to be able to respond. They're a young team, and see if they can bounce back.
Addie Holthaus back in for Nemaha Central. She scored their first 10. 20 seconds left here. The Thunder holding for one. They want to make sure they have this lead going into the second quarter. Ball deflected back near the timeline. Ganstrom looking over a 2-3 zone. 10 seconds left. Ganstrom gets a screen from Larkin. Passes it to her. A three-point shot rejected by Dider. 3 seconds left. Now Larkin gets it back. Shoots it. Scores! Wow!
Wow.
How do you have your shot blocked? A couple seconds left in the quarter, but somehow rip it away and shoot it in. Ella Larkin, as time expired.
I thought that would look like a 50-50 ball, and maybe not even a 50-50 ball. She made that ball a 50-50 ball in her favor, and big-time play. I was about to say, you know, you want to upset a team and you know, in the postseason and March Madness, and you got to finish quarters. The last 30 seconds of every quarter is really important, so... right there, you're plus two in those last 30 seconds right there for Nemaha. That's a big-time play.
Well, not to mention the fact that, okay, just getting the ball back was one thing, but the wherewithal to get your feet set, she had a great look. I mean, no panic at all for Ella Larkin. She hits the bucket, puts Nemaha up to four going into the second quarter.
We'll be back after a one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the second quarter we go. With studio engineer Seth Tollefson, I'm Justin Fluke, alongside Connor Bouchard and John Holliday. We've had three missed shots and now a blocked shot already in the second quarter. Addie Holthaus missed one for Nemaha Central. Silver Lake had two opportunities with an offensive rebound, but they missed both of those, so our game is still 14-10, 1 minute into the second period, Nemaha Central leading Silver Lake. Thunder looked down low. Nice step around. And the basket by McKenzie McDaniel. Thunder fans and Coach Olson thought that was a travel.
Yeah, I think she maybe picked up a pivot foot. That was a little bit of an awkward play.
Back to a two-point lead for Nemaha Central. Got a big play with the steal and the basket by Ella Larkin to close out the first quarter. Danstrom inside. Holthaus right at McDaniel. Now a double team gets up down. Help defense there by Dider. The jump ball going to give it to Silver Lake. That's turnover number four on Nemaha Central. Silver Lake has three turnovers so far.
Been a well-played game on both sides. It's championship basketball. We're in for a good one.
Handling it is McKinley Kruger. Cabrin's on the bench with two fouls, and Nemaha steals the pass. That's Honeyman taking it away for Nemaha Central. Danstrom up to Henry. Starting five right now for Coach Hilton's Lady Thunder. Holthaus trying to get it into Larkin, but it's deflected by McDaniel, and that's another turnover. 6 minutes to go until halftime. 14-12, Nemaha. Kruger drives and kicks. Dider gets it back to her, and she'll back dribble towards the midcourt line.
Silver Lake's starting to get a little bounce in her step right now, coming out of the quarter. Had a couple good looks, didn't hit.
Is this a 1-3-1 by Nemaha, or kind of a 2-3?
Yeah, I think it's a 2-3, just the spacing makes it look weird right now.
Kruger a 3 off the front of the rim. Neither team having much luck on the perimeter, except Cabrin Kruger, who hit a couple early. She's on the bench at 2,000.
Beautiful pass.
Taylor Ross to McKenzie McDaniel, who scores her third field goal.
It almost looked like she was going up to shoot it, and yeah, she just short-armed it and get it. Beautiful over-the-top pass on a front.
I tell you what, when you get a kid like that, she's got a set of hands on him. She doesn't miss much. She's kind of got glue.
Ross averaging 9 points, but 6 rebounds and 6 assists per game for the 6-foot Silver Lake junior. Game tied at 14.
My guess is about 5 of those 6 assists per game are going to her partner in crime down low.
Here's Gamstrom putting it up, scoring from the foul line off the missed shot by Honeyman. Taryn Gamstrom puts in her first two, and Thunder retake the lead. Taryn didn't make a field goal last night, so good to see her hit that shot. She's averaging 7 points per game. Farmer back to Kruger. This is McKinley Kruger. In the corner, not shooting the open threes, Dider. Now the Thunder get their hands on it and come away with a steal. 5 turnovers against Silver Lake. Changing the play call.
Be interesting to see if Coach Porter puts in Cabrin Kruger back in the game. She's got 2 fouls right now on her, but she's the one player that's been able to stretch this zone a little bit with her perimeter shooting.
Holthaus shot blocked. Taylor Ross thought she had all ball, but instead will pick up her first personal foul and send Addie Holthaus to the line for a pair. Holthaus scored the first 10 for Nemaha Central in this game. She missed one free throw and misses this one. 53% on the year.
Cabrin Kruger back into the game now, so she's got those fouls, but
but now she's she's had an opportunity to stretch the floor a little bit on the other end for Silver Lake.
Another missed free throw by Holthaus, and the Thunder continue to struggle at the line. They still lead by two. 16-14, midway point of the second stanza. Farmer open, shoots the three, and it's off the back iron, rebounded by Honeyman. There's Ganstrom and Nemaha moving it left to right. Push the ball ahead to Henry. Back to Ganstrom. Now Larkin touches it over to Honeyman. Holthaus on the baseline. Feeds in the paint to Larkin. Jumper up and in. He's stuck behind McDaniel, and a timeout by Coach Kyle Porter. L.O. Larkin's got a half dozen, and Nemaha Central's up by four, just as they were at the end of the first quarter. We'll take this timeout with 3:34 to go till the half. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. It's Nemaha Central 18, Silver Lake 14 here on KNZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke alongside Connor Bouchard, John Holliday. 18-14, Nemaha Central Girls leads Silver Lake. Out of a timeout, 3:25 left here in the first half. Eagles with the basketball. Both coaches have used one timeout here in the first half. Farmer, here's a three. Cabrin Kruger back in. Another one, her third three-point basket of this half.
So you run the risk of picking up another foul, but she does so much for you on the offensive end of the floor. She's got to be in the game.
I like Silver Lake switch back man-to-man, which is kind of surprising. I thought maybe when they put her in the ballgame, they'd stay in that zone, try to save her a little bit, and I'll pick up a foul.
Good point.
Shot by Garrity falls in. Nice touch for the 5'11 freshman from a long two-point basket. First points for Garrity. Thunder up by three. There's Cabrin Kruger again trying to tie us at 20, but that one is short. Rebounded by Holthaus.
It's kind of a heat check shot. She really didn't have her feet set. It kind of was an awkward look for her. Coach Porter probably would have rather had run that same set they ran the last time down the floor and get her feet set underneath her.
And it looks like Nemaha's going to concede that shot. Yeah. They don't get out and guard that corner with the defense that they're in.
Yep.
Henry without the dribble now. Skips it to Holthaus off the screen. She drives left of the lane. Tough shot. She's in over McKenzie McDaniel. Addie Holthaus making it look easy. She's got 12 points. Thunder lead by five. Pathway high. Farmer able to save it in the far corner. Gamstrom's right there in her grill. Now it's Ross trying to dump it into McDaniel. Pushed in the back. Foul is on the floor before McDaniel banked in the shot. And it's only team foul number five against Nemaha. It's on Addie Holthaus, and that is her second personal.
They've made three or four shots there from the top of the key, elbow area, free throw line area. So with that, that's going to open up now. It's going to stretch those bottom defenders out for Silver Lake, and so Nemaha's going to have those attacking plays at the basket.
Well, the other thing is Nemaha does a great job of getting the ball to the short corner. Boy, that allows that cutter coming down from the high post.
Yeah,
get some good looks.
Missed shot. Eagles kept it alive momentarily, but now Nemaha Central comes away with the basketball. They lead by five, a chance to extend their largest lead of the game with 1:35 to go here. Thunder hold it. Going to work the basketball on the perimeter.
Coach Porter asking for more pressure. Feels like they're too comfortable right now.
Ganstrom bounced it off her shin. Turnover number six.
The pressure worked.
Sometimes the game's pretty easy, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Get a little closer. Make them feel you. Don't let them go wherever they want to go.
Meanwhile, stretches to some a little bit of pressure. Not surprising.
Pass it ahead to Farmer, working against Garrity. Now Henry comes to help. Farmer without the dribble in trouble gets rid of it to Ross. Ross lost the handle. It's on the floor. Taylor's got it covered up, and we get a jump ball. Possession arrow is Nemaha Simpson. Another Silver Lake turnover with 70 seconds left. Looked like maybe they would apply a little pressure, but they're going to wait at half court. to Enstrom. Passes it way ahead to Honeyman. They go under a minute to play here in the second quarter. Ella Larkin drives right side. Ooh. The basket plus one. And that's foul number three on Cabrin Cruiser. So it's a big call and a big basket as Nemaw Central up seven now with the free throw pending.
I got to be honest with you. I got that angle, and I don't think she fouled her. I think she missed her completely because she knew she couldn't pick up the foul. It was, the referee was kind of blocked off, but I don't know that there was a lot of contact on that play. Nonetheless, as a coach, you're saying you can't get beat baseline. If you get beat baseline, you run the risk of that foul being called.
Larkin's got 8 points here in the half. Her first free throw of the night is no good. Nemaw's 0-for-4 at the line, but they lead by 7. Team fouls even at 5. 3 personals send Cabrin Cruiser back to the bench. Jeff West was able to get this Silver Lake team worn down a little bit. I feel like Silver Lake really struggled to get back in transition defense last night. They looked tired late in that game. Here's Ross, a little jumper in the paint. Her first bucket of the night. So we'll see with the foul trouble, and as this game goes on, the stamina of these teams playing for the second straight night in an intense game. Rethman is in for the first time. Cassidy missed last night's game. The 5'11 senior didn't start tonight, but now gets in. And she hands to Honeyman, going left side, blocked from behind, out of bounds by McKenzie McDaniel.
I tell you what, right now, that Cowboy action and the spread stuff, the Brad Underwood offense is really working for them. They're getting wherever they want on the floor right now.
They're getting mismatches. You know, they're in that particular case, they had McKenzie McDaniel get the block, but she had to come a long ways to get that thing. Yeah. Here it is, a little action and a bang.
Perfect inbound play, Cassidy Rethman, a wide open bucket. 8 seconds to go in the half. Touching the top of her head. Here comes McKinley Kruger all the way into the lane. Runner shot no good. That's halftime. What a 16-minute performance by the Nemaw Central Lady Thunder. They led most of this first half, and they're up by 7 points here at the break. 26-19 is our halftime score. Nemaw Central leading the one loss and one seed Silver Lake. We'll come back after this for our halftime show on FM 103.9 KNCA.
Want to know what's awesome?
Those kicking new tires on your truck?
Yeah, and look at my receipt.
That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Well,
Welcome into halftime, girls 3A sub-state championship. It's Nemaha Central, the number 3 seed, leading Silver Lake, the top seed at halftime, 26-19. A little bit ironic as the Silver Lake dance team performed at halftime. They did a routine to the song Thunderstruck by AC/DC, and of course, Silver Lake is playing Nemaha Central, the Thunder, that's their theme song, Thunderstruck. So that was kind of ironic, if Thunder fans loving it, as the Silver Lake dance team performed their song here at halftime. But Nemaha Central enjoying even more the fact that they played some phenomenal basketball here for the second night in a row, just executing at a really high level, getting a lot of high percentage shots. They led 14-10 at the end of one quarter, their biggest margin, a 7-point lead here at halftime, 26-19. Turnovers about even, but for Nemaha Central, this seems like they're shooting a lot higher percentage and executing pretty well, really, on both ends of the court. They've been able to hold Mackenzie McDaniel to 6 points as well. So I know she's missed some decent looks inside, but the Thunder's defense hasn't given up anything too easy.
I feel like she's been very crowded. You know, she's there's just always bodies in the way. You know, when we recently had to match up with my Holton boys team, had to match up with a really good big man in our sub-state against Topeka Hayden. And the key on the scouting report was just have bodies in the way. You're not always going to be able to stop them, but the more bodies they see, the more they feel a presence of others around them, the more uncomfortable they feel. And I think she's rushed a few shots inside that she's had opportunities to make because there's been bodies around her. So they're doing a great job of taking that away. And then, I think the foul trouble for Cabrin Kruger has really hurt them as well, because she's been their one consistent performer on the offensive end of the floor.
Yeah, Cabrin Kruger's got 3 threes for 9 points, but she also has 3 personal fouls. And it seemed like Silver Lake couldn't get anything in transition either. It was
right.
Just besides her 3 threes, I mean, they really had to work for anything on the offensive end.
Well, you take a look, you know, Silver Lake has the 3 threes. Silver Lake's been to the foul line a bunch, yet they're behind 7 points, you know, and that's so Nemaha has done a great job of taking Mackenzie McDaniel out of the game for the most part. I mean, yeah, she's got her 6 points. They've got her sandwiched. They're playing in front, behind her. They're the 2-3 zone. They're going to concede the 3 ball in the corner and just say, you know, we're going to take our chances. You can't make that on a consistent basis to try to take McDaniel girl out. And there's been very, very few second shots for Silver Lake. The other thing, and you've already talked about it, alluded to it, Nemaha's done a great job in defensive transition. You know, if Silver Lake gets it, they're going to run you down the floor. And Nemaha's busting their tails down. They're getting stops there. And, you really got to like where Nemaha's sitting right now, headed into the second half. But this Silver Lake team is so explosive. You can't back down. You can't step away from the, and we talked about this last night, going toe-to-toe in the fight. You're going to have to do that tonight as well. It's not going to change. They're going to keep coming at you.
I have not seen Silver Lake girls play until the last couple nights, and I had heard all season long about how good they are. But, you know, something that you reminded me of before this game started is just the Big Seven. I mean, Silver Lake, you know, last year losing to Sabatha. I mean, I think sometimes we forget about and underestimate the toughness of the Big Seven and how good and how much parity is in that conference. I mean, this is a Silver Lake team that's only had 3 games decided by less than 10 points all season, so they were able to hold on, but they played from ahead most of the night against Jeff West and held on late. They're going to have to play from behind in another close game here against a good Big Seven league team tonight. Real quickly, jumping to our first half statistics, they're brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting, the local experienced professionals that are on your side. Trust NEK Tax Services of Whiting. For Nemaha Central, their first 10 points of the night were scored by Addie Holthaus. She has 12 here at intermission. Ella Larkin has 8 points as well. And then it's 2 for Taryn Gamstrom, 2 for Cassidy Rethman. That was on a well-set-up, beautiful inbounds play, an open look to Rethman, and also 2 points for Reagan Garrity. Nemaha missed all 4 free throw attempts in that half. They did not make any 3-pointers. They had 6 turnovers, the same as Silver Lake. Silver Lake got the 3 threes, 9 points for Cabrin Kruger. Mackenzie McDaniel has 6. After that, 1 field goal for Taylor Ross with 2 points, and 1 point each for Kaylee Dider and McKinley Kruger. Silver Lake made just 2 of 5 free throws
in that first half. They had six turnovers as well. It's Nemaha Central leading it 26-19 over Silver Lake here at halftime. We'll get you set for the third quarter when we resume our halftime show and the final break brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. If you want the best, get out of town with the 110% price match guarantee. It's Wilson Direct, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Calling all you Milwaukee Tool fans. The Bundle and Save Instantly promotion is going on now at Salt Bomber Lumber in Seneca. You can bundle and save instantly when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel driving or impact wrench kit plus a hand tool accessory. Do that and you'll get $100 off. Hurry, as this sale ends May 1st. Bundle and save $100 off on a variety of kits and tools. See the list of qualifying impact wrenches, rivet tools, combo kits, drills, and drivers at Salt Bomber Lumber. And remember, your project starts here.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account. So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Number three. Second half underway. Dustin Fluke alongside Connor Bouchard and John Holliday. Nemaha Central adding to their lead and now up 10 points on a drive. Here's the basket by McKinley Krueger. She missed a three for Silver Lake to start this third quarter. Nemaha came down and missed a two-point bucket by Ella Larkin. They got the offensive rebound. And on the kickout, they get their first three-point bucket of the night. Mackenzie Henry hits her 30th three-point basket of the season that briefly put Nemaha Central ahead by 10. Now down low, this shot missed. Rebounded by McDaniel, trying to rip it away. Lost the handle, still pressured. With 29-21, Nemaha Central leading Silver Lake.
Krueger coming out with a little bit of confidence and really playing aggressive so far.
You know, that's probably been the biggest thing this whole first half is Silver Lake's played on their heels. You know, they've kind of played not to lose instead of Nemaha's playing to win. So, you know, as we talk off the air, Silver Lake really hadn't been in this situation much this year.
Right.
Nemaha's been in it every night out when the Big Seven.
Thunder with the basketball on the road purple. They're moving right to left here in the second half. Henry to Honeyman, into the paint. That pass deflected, but a foul going to be whistled against Kaylee Dider. We didn't talk about foul trouble besides Kaitlyn Krueger with three fouls for Silver Lake. Nemaha Central does have Addie Holthaus, their leading scorer, and Reagan Garrity, each with two. Now Dider's got her second foul for the Eagles. Bounce pass to Henry on the baseline. Back to Larkin, into the lane. Shot blocked by McDaniel. Silver Lake in the home white, moving it left to right. Only one loss by 5 points this season against Rock Creek, a team they also beat. Krueger over to Farmer. Cabrin is on the bench to begin this second half with three fouls. Lost shot blocked by Holthaus. McDaniel gets it, turned, muscles it up, missed it. She's missed a few down close to the basket tonight.
Yeah, she just feels people around her. I think they're doing a great job of having a presence there.
Janstrom gets the pass, says.
Beautiful play.
Krueger went for the steal, and down low, Addie Holthaus takes it in. You can't get a more higher percentage shot than that.
No, what draw a dump. The defense.
What a dump down, you know. It is a, you know, but you talked about it, McDaniel. it's crowded down there. She's just playing one-on-one. She's playing one-on-three down there and still forcing it up there. She's strong enough to get it there, but she hadn't had much success.
McKinley and driving a miss. Rebound Ross up. Yes, plus one. Taylor Ross with the stick back and a foul for Silver Lake. 4:54 to go here in the third quarter. Stay tuned after the game. We'll pick a player to bank on. Brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. That's during our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Big foul on the Thunder because it was the third personal on Addie Holthouse. She's going to stay in for now. Silver Lake will bring in Cabrin Kruger with her three fouls after just over 3 minutes has gone by here in the third quarter.
Silver Lake picking up full court here, looking to try to change the pace of the game in their favor.
Three-point play by Ross. Silver Lake down only seven right now. Baseline drive. Honeyman nearly lost it. Now flips it up top. It's Henry, another three. This one missed everything and out of bounds with 4:35 to go, third quarter. A little bit different on the student section tonight for Silver Lake. Last night they had Santa Claus and a pickle and ketchup and quite the Superman and Captain America. Tonight, not the... This last night was maybe costume night. They're more like jersey night tonight. They all have on jerseys for college or pro or high school jerseys.
Skip pass.
Here's a three on the skip to Cabrin Kruger, and she missed it. Rebound, Garrity, and a foul from behind, and that's number three on Kaylee Dieter. A tough foul, but give Garrity credit as she was in position for that rebound. Meemaw goes with their two freshman lineup here, leading by seven.
I think Silver Lake has none of that's not a bad shot to take right there, but I think they have to have an awareness that there's a lot of time left. They can't be pressing. They can't be forcing, forcing the issue right here. There's plenty of time left in this game to take a lead and to climb back into this one.
Lindstrom gets it across the timeline. Honeyman back to Larkin. 4 minutes left here in the third. 31-24. Nemaha Central with the lead. They were up seven at halftime as well. Garrity at the foul line. Out to Henry, up top. Larkin fakes. She drives, takes it strong, and finishes at the rack.
They're really attacking McDaniel off the bounce. Anytime she has to extend and try to guard at the high post area, they're attacking her off the bounce and having a lot of success.
That's why they went zone in the first half, because
right.
Nemaw was just getting to the basket consistently. Larkin now in double digits with 10.
They isolate. We're in this isolation play to start the second half where they try to give McDaniel the ball, but Nemaw still has two people around her.
Pass over to McKinley Kruger. Baseline little floater shot up and good from six. McKinley Kruger now with 5 points here in the ballgame. 7 points is the difference again on the scoreboard. Garrity's pass through the hands of Larkin. First turnover for Nemaw in quite a while.
Yeah.
This is their seventh one here tonight.
They've been very efficient as of late.
33-26. Farmer dribbling. Dieter has three fouls. They try to get McDaniel, but it's poked away. Both Larkin and Garrity were defending McDaniel that time. Silver Lake's got 8 turnovers. Garrity high post, looking down low. Tough catch, and it's picked by Larkin. How does she get any breathing room underneath the basket?
Yeah, I tell you what, just the fact we got timeout.
No, he wasn't calling timeout. I was watching it. They don't have a timeout coming. He was calling a play. He called a play called elbow. He's yelling elbow at his team, and the official thought he was calling timeout.
So no timeout. Tip Mills back out on the floor. Both coaches have 4 timeouts remaining. Lorcher in, replacing Henry for Nemaha Central. You know, I got you two great coaches beside me, and we got a coaching legend in front of us tonight, Mike Turpinning, the former longtime Nemaha Valley girls head coach.
Don't call him a legend. He likes that stuff. So
what was your record against Terp?
I was pretty good against Terp.
Yeah,
I couldn't beat Berger, but I could beat Terp. So he's got a couple good articles. He writes for the Seneca paper, and he's got an article on that. Pretty good stuff. Good man.
Turnover by Silver Lake again as they try to get it inside, but with all the congestion, Kyle Porter says, on second thought, I'll go ahead and take that timeout here. 2:22 to go, third quarter. Nemaha Central will have the ball, leading by 9. It's 35-26. The Thunder making noise here at Silver Lake, and we're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Justin Fluke alongside Connor Bouchard, John Holliday. 9-point lead for Nemaha Central here at Silver Lake. Roll Valley boys punch their ticket to the 3A state tournament in Hutchinson. They beat Sabetha 54-23 earlier here tonight. Nemaha Central will have the ball. Silver Lake with a little token man-to-man pressure. Nemaha led by Addie Holthouse with 14 points. Ella Larkin has 12. Gamster.
I think you're going to see some more pressure. They took McKenzie McDaniel out of the game, which now they've got five pretty athletic girls on the floor, and they're going to get out and pressure the ball. Try to take away that high-low action that Nemaha's been getting the whole ball game.
Ooh. Here it is. A big collision. Taylor Ross going to pick up the personal foul. That's her second. Team foul number three on the Eagles here this half. Kruger and Dieter each with three. Ross now has two fouls for Silver Lake. We're down to 2:03 to go in this third quarter. Nemaha's been able to play from in front throughout this game. That's by 10 twice in this third quarter. Honeyman and Gamstrom finally get control of it here on the near side. Honeyman looking for cutters. Holthouse is covered up. Now Lorcher right side to Gamstrom, and that's knocked out of bounds by Cabrin Kruger. Connor, you brought up a great point during that timeout. Silver Lake seems to be in a bit of a panic mode. There's quite a bit of time left.
Yeah, their body language appears that way. You know, they appear to be taking a lot of chances, and Nemaha is doing a great job of playing off of that. If they take chances, they're gonna make them pay. Like that right there.
A runner that crawls in over the front of the rim. Taryn Gamstrom with her second field goal. Nemaha Central up by 11.
One team playing like they have a lot of pressure on them. The other team playing like they have nothing to lose.
That is the case indeed. Here's a fake and a three-pointer, and it's no good by McKinley Kruger. Rebound off the knee of the Thunder. Lorcher touched the last. The Eagles will keep it. And another point that we've mentioned a time or two before is just that Silver Lake hasn't played in many close games, and they certainly haven't played in any games this year where they've been behind double digits in the second half. So that's probably leading to them feeling that pressure and trying to do too much too quickly to get back in this game.
Be interesting to see how long Coach Porter keeps
Daniel out.
Keeps McGanny out of the game.
Here's a three by Kay Britt. She hit it. She could keep him in the game. Four triple.
That was McKinley on that one.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was 12.
Okay. Well, it's her.
12 the other, the cousin.
Seven of her 8 points now coming here in this third quarter. Those Kruger girls are cousins, huh?
I believe I heard they were second cousins.
I just saw the name Kruger in Silver Lake, and I'm like, yeah, they're probably pretty good.
It goes without saying, right?
Yep.
Like, gotten used to that over the years as we get a timeout by Coach Adam Hilton. Three timeouts remaining for both teams. Nemaha Central have got to the state tournament four consecutive years. They were undefeated 2 years ago when the tournament was canceled because of COVID. And now after a one-year hiatus due to a double overtime loss, Nemaha Central is just under 9 minutes away from returning to the Hutchinson Sports Arena. We'll take this timeout courtesy of Schwegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting with the score. Nemaha Central girls 37, Silver Lake 29.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Is that a baseline play? Side out.
45 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central had the ball out of the timeout. They got it in to Addie Holthouse.
that missed the shot but was fouled and now hits her first free throw. That's a good sign. Emaw Central 1-for-5 now at the charity stripe. And it was foul number 4 against Kaylee Dider. Holt House hits them both. She's got 16 points in this game one night after scoring 21 against Hiawatha. Maddie out for a little breather here at the end of this third quarter.
She's going to get a 45-second blow, then she'll finish the ball game. But, you know, we've talked about this several times, but, you know, this is another night in the Big 7 for Nemaw Central, and this is everything for Silver Lake. So you're exactly correct. Silver Lake's been here 2 or 3 times this year, and Nemaw's been here countless.
McKinley and Cabrick Kruger on the perimeter. Now Farmer's got it. Nemaw Central coach's wife really liking the defense right now with under 20 seconds to go. I can say that because she's my cousin. 15 seconds left. Now a drive. Farmer left side. Strong basket by Mariah Farmer. First points of the game for her. Nemaw Central's lead is 8. 5 seconds left. Pass it ahead to Honeyman. Lets it fly. A deep shot with 3 seconds left. No. Nemaw had more time than they realized. And that's the end of the third quarter. 39-31. Nemaw Central leading as we head to the fourth. This is a full 1 minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KMZA, Hiawatha.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke alongside Connor Bouchard and John Holliday. We head to the fourth quarter. Nemaw Central with the ball and the lead 39-31 over top seed and one loss Silver Lake. It's Honeyman out there with Gamstrom, Henry. Here's Larkin wide open left side. How did she get an easy layup?
Yeah, they went in traps kind of unnecessarily. The ball was picked up in a bad situation. Silver Lake again panicked a little bit there, went in traps for no reason, and she did a great job of being poised and made the right play.
Larkin and Holthouse have combined for 30 points here tonight for Nemaw Central. Again, high percentage shots for the Thunder. To the far corner, a three by Cabrin Kruger. It is good.
They've needed that one right there. That's a massive shot right there, and see if that can propel them a little bit.
The Kruger girls have combined for 5 threes. Holthouse going to go coast to coast over Ross. Tough shot, no good.
Yep.
Rebound, and looks like Ella Larkin was in front of Cabrin Kruger. Is going to be hit with her fourth personal foul. So that was transition, but credit to Larkin for Nemaw to get down there in rebounding position.
Yeah, that's, again, and that one wasn't necessarily on her. It's a tough position to be in, but they broke the press.
Holthouse scores on the inbound play, an easy 4-foot jumper.
Yeah, right there. Again, they broke the press, and it was a 2-on-2 situation, and it was tough because she was kind of a no-man's land.
That's how it was last night, too. They broke Hiawatha's press with ease, got tons of easy transition baskets. Here's her off. Little turnaround Jay in the lane. She's got 7 points. It's 43-36, Thunder by 7.
Less demoralizing if you're Nemaw Central. You come out and you attack the press and get a layup on the other end. Silver Lake just said, man, we sold out to try to get this stop and didn't get it. So, doing everything right tonight.
Yeah, guarding a bit too tightly. 6 of the 7 fouls in the second half have gone against Silver Lake. Dider has 4. Cabrin Kruger has 4. This one is on McKinley Kruger, and it's just her first, but now Nemaw is going to be in the bonus the rest of the game.
and it's really eliminated McDaniel here because they're having to turn up the pressure. So McDaniel's not even able to play in the game right now because they can't full court press and keep her up when they're in their man stuff for Silver Lake.
Larkin leaves it back to Henry. Nemaha can be patient with the ball here. Holthouse tightly defended by Ross. Takes off. Tough shot. Guarded and still goes in. Addie Holthouse saying, you cannot guard me. She's got 20.
That's a big-time play right
there. I was going to say, unconscious comes to mind right now.
Yeah,
she ain't scared of nothing.
It's taking it right straight at the defender.
Well, the mountains moved. We got little hills right in her way now.
Farmer lobs it down low. Here's Dider. Can't get a shot off. Kick out Farmer. Wide open. Triple. Air ball. Rebound. Top four picked up. Dider. Bank shot. Good. Timeout. Kaylee Dider with her first field goal of the game. And McDaniel set to come back in for Silver Lake. They're down 7 again with 5:37 left to go in the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central girls still ahead 45-38. We'll return in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roy and Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and RAMP. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis. March 15th is quickly approaching, so stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha or call them at 785-284-7611 to learn more.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to action here in the fourth quarter. Justin Fluke alongside Connor Bouchard and John Holliday. Nemaha Central with the ball. 5.5 minutes to go. They lead by 7 at Silver Lake. Holthouse, Gamstrom, Henry, Honeyman, and Larkin, the starting five for Coach Haddon Hilchin. Went over 200 wins in his 12-year career last season. This year they've won 17 games, looking for 18 in a trip back to state. Gamstrom in the far corner. Addie Holthouse again tries to drive. Flips it up top. Honeyman to Henry. Silver Lake pep section thinks it's boring, but Nemaha Central, good movement here with the ball, and then a foul will get him 2 free throws as they took over 30 seconds off the clock and will have a chance to score at the line.
It's going to be number 5 on Katie Dider.
Dider fouls out with 3 points. Taylor Ross is back in. McDaniel's in there, and I know her minutes have been limited, not because of foul trouble. She didn't have any fouls, but she's not scored here in this second half.
That was kind of an unnecessary foul. She was behind the shooter at the top of the key, and she came and fouled her on the arm from behind. I thought it was a good call, too.
Frustration foul.
Yeah, it was.
When things aren't going your way, you try to do too much, make something happen.
You know, the student section was saying it was boring, but as a coach, you're loving that position. Yeah.
Ball was moving, didn't stick. Got the ball to the high post. Got some paint touches.
2 missed free throws by Ella Larkin, so Nemaha Central's lead stays at 7. They're going to have to hit some free throws tonight, an area they've struggled at. Here's Farmer pull up right outside the lane and missed it. Gamstrom has it. Thunder won a run, and now Gamstrom wisely will spin around and come across half court. We're 5-on-5. Honeyman, nice lob. Larkin, tough catch, and now blocked as McDaniel able to swat it away, and it's going to be Silver Lake basketball. They touched the Thunder player there before it landed out of bounds.
Yeah, this possession, that miss down there, I don't know that they've had the lead closer than 7 this half, because I think it was 7 at halftime, right?
And,
they've got to dig into this a little bit. They need a basket right now in order to just get over the hump mentally.
Although Nemaha Central's only 2 of 8 at the line. Here's a 3. Kruger way short. Cabron missed that one. Rebounded by Addie Holthouse. Janstrom. Smooth with the basketball. The senior tightly defended by Farmer. And a foul there against Farmer. That's foul number 8. Gamstrom going to head to the line for a 1-1.
And as we talked before, you know, that's kind of a panic foul. You want the pressure, but, you know, the last thing you want to do is start putting him at the free throw line this early.
Ella Larkin comes out for a quick little breather as Reagan Garrity checks back in. Gamstrom has 4 points tonight. This is her first free throw. And she hit the front end. 55% foul shooter, going to get the bonus. Try to extend what is now an 8-point lead with 4 minutes and 7 seconds to go. Yenstrom missed that one. Rebound and a foul. I think Garrity that time trying to come through Mackenzie McDaniel. Third foul on Garrity. Just the second foul this half. And Silver Lake fans with a sarcastic standing ovation after the second foul this half against Nemaha.
Well, this is off Coach Porter. I'm going to remind the officials. Somewhere in the rule book it says the fouls are supposed to be even. I don't remember what page or what rule number it is, but.
.46-38 and a jumper in the lane for Silver Lake. Who hit that?
That was a Farmer. That was Farmer. Big shot.
Got a
nice
second
drive.
Field goal. Uh-oh, Garrity can't handle the pass.
Turnover. Silver Lake.
Nemaha Simpson turns it over. The Eagles got the ball down 6. 3.5 minutes to go. McKinley Kruger gets a screen from Ross. Goes to the left elbow. Now Ross drives down middle of the lane. Foul. It's on the floor. I don't think they count that basket.
No, nope, out of bounds. On the floor.
Yeah, he waved it off before it went in.
So foul number 3 on Nemaha Central. And it's on Honeyman. Just her first. Garrity back out as Ella Larkin got a quick breather and she checks back in. 3:22 to go. 46-40.
Oh.
Close to going in. It wasn't a pretty shot as contact came, just kind of threw it up there, but McKinley going to shoot 2 foul shots.
Yeah, Justin, we just said it. This is the closest the game has been since before halftime, and so, you know, sometimes you just got to get over that hump. You got to get over that hump and break into the lead a little bit.
Free throw in and out. As bad as Nemaha struggled at the line, Silver Lake hasn't really been that good either. McKinley Kruger 1-for-3. She's got one more coming here, and this free throw rattles in. 9 points for McKinley Kruger, 12 for Cabrin Kruger. They lead Silver Lake, who's within 5 points. Just over 3 minutes to go here in the game. Winner to Hutchinson in the 3A state tournament next week. Timeout. Silver Lake only has 2 left. Now Nemaha Central will have 3 timeouts left, I believe, as Sadanochin takes one here. 3:05 to go. Fourth quarter, 46-41. The Nemaha Central girls have led since the first few minutes of the game. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kelsey Burdick with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
.9 FM, KNZA.
Saturday night, sub-state championship basketball from Silver Lake, where the Royal Valley boys punched their ticket to state earlier, winning 54-23 over Sabetha. We got 3:05 to go in our girls' championship. It's Nemaha Central ahead 46-41 over Silver Lake, and the Thunder have the ball out of a timeout. Inbound on the half court. They've had a couple easy scores on inbound plays. They get it to Larkin underneath, trying to get it to Holthaus, but after the steal, a travel by Taylor Ross who just threw the ball towards the official underhanded. Nemaha fans thought maybe a technical, but now the Thunder are going to have it underneath their own goal here. And she barely has a steal in the ball possession long enough there to have that travel. Coach Porter's questioning that call. Ethan Holliday comes in and gets an explanation from the other official, and we'll go and relay that to
Coach Porter. I thought that was a really poor call. She never had possession of the ball. That couldn't have been a travel if she didn't have possession.
Big possession for Nemaha Central here. That turn it over again.
Yeah.
9 turnovers. Here comes Silver Lake. McKinley Kruger. Near side to Cabrin. Can't get off a 3. Drives by Henry over to help and picking up her 4th personal foul will be Addie Holthaus.
We'll call that on 3.
Oh.
She got lucky.
Yep. It's on McKinsey Henry.
Yep. Coach sent somebody in 4 and pulled it right back out.
Yep. Only 3 fouls on Holthaus. There's an open 3 up top. Cabrin missed it. Rebound by L.L. Larkin. Big defensive stand there. Silver Lake went for the three ball on the inbound play. Cabron Kruger's at four, but that one wouldn't go. Damstrom double teamed. Ball taken away. We got a jump ball.
I think there's both ways have a gripe right there. I think she double dribbled the ball first, and then she got fouled a little bit, and they just said, let's go jump ball here.
Turnover on Omaha Central as on the possession arrow. It's going to be Silver Lake possession.
Fans, you got to love them, don't you?
There's going to be an angry fan base there no matter what that decision was. You can't win.
Thunder's still lead by five. 2.5 minutes to go. McKinley Kruger. Silver Lake trying to defeat their third Big Seven League opponent here in Substate this week. Three up top. Cabron Kruger. This one is short. Rebound offensively by Farmer. Back out to Cabron, and now McKinley's got it top of the key. 2:15 to go in this game. Driving. Down low. They feed McDaniel. Power dribble turn.
Big time.
First bucket this half for McKenzie McDaniel makes it a one possession game. Under 2 minutes to go as the Thunder break the press on the lob ahead to Larkin. Now to Ganstrup. Away from a double team to Henry. Oh. 3-point. No, it's a lob.
Oh,
the ball finds Larkin is wide open. It scores on the right side.
Yeah. Whoops. Thank you.
The unlucky bounce there bounces right through the hands of one of the Silver Lake girls and right to an Omaha girl under the basket.
Ella Larkin has 16. Addie Holthouse has 20. There's Ross Dalmo, and she's fouled on the floor. Just team foul number 6 against Omaha Central. So Silver Lake cut it to 3 points, 46-43 with 2 minutes to go.
And that is four on Addie Holthouse.
Yep. So she's going to come out here briefly. Reagan Garrity comes in.
A little offense for defense.
95 seconds left. Silver Lake beat Royal Valley, second straight game to open Substate. Beat Jeff West last night, now taking on Omaha Central. Here's Ross. Little jumper in the paint, left it short. Over the back, fans wanted for Omaha Central. They didn't get it. Now a timeout by Silver Lake. As Silver Lake had got the rebound, Farmer on the deck with it, and they'll keep the possession here. Silver Lake down 5. Thunder fans all standing up, demonstrating a over the back call to the official with 1:25 remaining.
Yeah, we need to tell these guys there's no such thing as an over the back call. That's not in the rule book.
No, it's not.
It's literally not a call.
You know, we have a shortage of basketball officials.
I wonder why that might be.
We've got a lot of guys here that could be officials because we could just give them a shirt.
Yeah,
we just get shirts out, we'd be all right.
Yeah, both sides.
Yeah, both sides have.
Really, every fan base has that.
Exactly.
That issue. But you know what? There's a reason for it, and it's because it's a Substate championship game, and it's a very passionate moment for both fan bases, for both groups of kids, and for both schools.
Timeouts again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Visit them online at popcorngifts.net. Our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming up right after the broadcast. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, agricultural, or commercial real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. 48-43, Omaha Central leading, but Silver Lake's got the ball down 5 here on their offensive end. 95 seconds remaining. They lob it in to Farmer. Farmer over to McKinley Kruger. Omaha Central defending. Here's a jumper in their lane. Ross got a real good look and hit it. Taylor Ross now with 9 points.
Now you got to think about who you're going to foul. It's getting close to that time now.
Full court pressure. Garrity tried to get it up to Honeyman and a foul.
Oh, they called a foul.
That's five on
Cabron Kruger trying to jump the pass in front of Garrity. Made just a little contact. Not a pass for Coach Hilton. You want the Thunder making from one side of the court to the other and that far ahead, but they get away with it here. We'll see if Honeyman can hit a free throw. This is the last 1-1 for Omaha Central tonight.
And a freshman to the line.
Yeah, and she's only 33% at the free throw line this season. And this one is around the horn, no good. Rebounded by Taylor Ross. Silver Lake ball down by 3. 1 minute to go here in the regulation. Farmer, tap at the top of her head. Ross comes to set a screen. Farmer goes to the left, spins it out. Now finds Ross in the lane. Jumper, and Addie Holthouse is fouled out. She'll be done for Omaha Central. Her fifth foul after Cabron Kruger just fouled out a moment ago for Silver Lake. And two free throws coming up here for Taylor Ross. Addie Holthouse with 20 points here tonight.
It's really a silly foul. She had pretty good guarding position. She just reaches up across and whacks her on the arm. She goes straight up, makes a tough shot, boxes out, take your chances.
Ross hits the first free throw. That's her 10th point of the game. She joins Cabrin Kruger in double digits. It's a two-point contest. Silver Lake will continue to press. One timeout remaining for Coach Kyle Porter. Coach Hilton has a couple. Ross Strong on the second free throw. Long rebound. Honeyman goes to get it. Thunder still up two. Henry to Larkin. Larkin in backcourt. Picks off with the dribble into the half court. Picks up the dribble with a jump stop back to Henry near the timeline, and they foul her. Foul on Mariah Farmer, but it's team foul number 10. So Mackenzie Henry, who's also under 50% shooting free throws this year, will have two coming here, a chance to make it a two-possession lead. Henry has 3 points in this game on a three-pointer in the third quarter. First free throw off the back iron again, and no good.
It's the thing, and I'm not sure what Coach Chard, you know, she got off the line there. I've always big believer, get off the line, step back, make her miss, step back in, routine again.
Take a breath.
Second free throw, good. So 49-46, the lead is three. Henry's got 4 points. 41 seconds to go. Top scorer for both teams is fouled out here in the final minute. McKinley Kruger got a screen for McDaniel. Shoots the three, and it's got it. 49-49, McKinley Kruger. He's got 12. Across the timeline, here's Henry. Thunder have the ball on a timeout. That's a good one by Coach Pat and Hilton. I think Nemaha was in panic mode there a little bit. Silver Lake has come back from 10 down. They actually trailed by as many as 11. And they've tied it for the first time since the first couple minutes of the game.
Big time shot, big time situation. And you look at Coach Porter, he was worried his girls were going to go foul again. As a coach, you're thinking to yourself, do they know the situation? Do they know it's tied now? Or do they think they're down still? Because they're still in their full court pressure. And the moment you want them to have that, you know, that optimal arousal, you don't want them to be too high, you don't want them to be too low. And he's kind of, I think Coach Porter's fortunate that they called the timeout there to help set the defense up as well.
I think if you're Nemaha Central, you're trying to hold for the final shot here. It's win it or OT, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, you don't want to give them a chance. You would rather start too late than too early here. I don't know, Coach Porter. Yeah, they send McDaniel back out there. So we'll see if they draw something up or run something that's been working for them. Now with Holthouse out of the game, that makes a little bit of a difference for them.
Well, I think you're going to see. Biggest thing is Silver Lake's going to come with some pressure, some pressure. Because they sure don't want to put them at the free throw line.
That's right. They're man right now.
Inbounds to Ganstra. Thunder got it. The game's tied at 49. Larkin over to Honeyman right in front of the Silver Lake pep section. 16 seconds left in regulation. Garrity at the high post. Back to Larkin. Both coaches have one timeout left. 10 seconds to go. And now Coach Hilton will take his final timeout with 10 seconds left and draw up a play that they'll probably need to start executing now in the first few seconds of this inbounds play. But that was a good job. It worked 20 seconds off the clock, and now I have a chance to hold for one.
I think that was smart. Just go out there, and he said, just run your offense. And we call it our Biola offense. No shots at all. You're trying to – it's just basically your stall game. Just run your normal offense so you're comfortable with it. Run your stall game, and that's what they did right there. And he got him now. Now he can organize him a little bit even further here with only 10 seconds left.
I mean, I would think Ella Larkin's probably going to be getting a chance. She's got 16 points with Holthouse fouled out. Nobody else has more than 5 points in this game. But don't count out the kickout for a three, because Henry and Ganstrom are capable of knocking down a perimeter shot if the Thunder work it inside and don't have a good look there.
Yeah.
We talked about it. You don't want to start too early here. You want to get one shot, give yourself a chance for an offensive rebound.
Yeah.
But, if you're Coach Porter, do you got any games here you want to play? You want to go trap something?
Yeah, I don't think you do because they broke it all. But, that's a good point you bring up. You know, the thing I'm telling him from Coach Porter for Silver Lake is box out.
They're going to see this. You're going to see him come off this screen on the baseline, try to isolate down here on the block.
Oh, they do.
Trap.
Double-team Ganstrom at half court. Oh, he threw it away. Ross has the basketball. 4 seconds left. Coach Porter trying to get a timeout, and he did.
Oh,
thank goodness.
We got a foul up here, I think.
It was a foul.
Coach Porter has been calling a timeout for about 4 seconds. The referee didn't see him, which is actually unfortunate because he'd been calling it since about 6 seconds were left on the clock.
He went running across the scores table.
He was well out of his box right there, but fortunately due to the situation.
I love that double team trap, and Ganstrom right at half court was in a bad spot. She basically just threw it up for grabs. Ross got it, and just a couple steps across half court, she let it fly and it banked in. But Coach Porter called a timeout prior, so now Silver Lake's got the ball, tie game. They put one more second on the clock, so 3 seconds here for Silver Lake to get a look.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They tricked them there. They ran and trapped and forced a bad pass and an athletic play by Ross on the backside of that. And like I said, you can't really blame Coach Porter there. There's about 6 seconds left when they received possession of the ball, and he immediately was trying to get the official's attention, and he didn't get it until he sprinted about 15 yards up the court.
Well, one thing that Silver Lake has here that a lot of teams don't is they've got McKenzie McDaniel that you can throw it up
That's right.
She can't catch it. And
the Ross is athletic too.
Exactly.
They got options here. I think you have to go that way with it. Get something towards the basket.
They throw it in from half court.
It is
close to the basket, and it's tipped away by Nemo.
Ross
has got it. The shot at the buzzer. Good. And we're heading to overtime. Overtime tied at 49 as Larkin intercepted that pass.
She was off balance.
Got a pretty good shot.
Yeah, she was off balance the whole way. She looked like she was about to fall from about the half court line all the way to the block. And I don't know if she got it off or not, but I didn't see an official wave it off.
He was waving it off as he came down the floor. But two great defensive plays by both teams to send this game to overtime.
Yeah, my goodness, you got to feel good if you're Silver Lake right now, do you not?
Yes, you do.
An 18-10 fourth quarter advantage for Silver Lake for the third time in four nights on KNZA. We've got bonus free basketball coming up. Overtime's next, tied at 49. Silver Lake and Nemaha will continue play after this.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KNZA.
More basketball coming your way. It's overtime on KNZA. 49-49, Silver Lake and Nemaha Central to jump for the second time. Thunder win the tip. They'll continue to go right to left. Both teams with a huge defensive play there at the end of regulation. Silver Lake still not out of lead since the first minutes of this game. But tied it up.
Here's the Cowboy offense from Nemaha again. They come back to it. You know, they got Addy Olaf on the bench, fouled out of the ball game, and here we got was Farmer with a steal.
Nemaha Central with their 12th turnover of the game. They haven't gotten a shot off lately. Here's a jumper in the paint by Farmer. No good. Garrity can't hang on to it. Ross has it. Jump ball?
Yep, I got it. That's what they called it.
Possession arrow will stay with Silver Lake, who still has a chance to take the lead here and draw first blood in overtime with 3:23 to go. Again, top scorer for both teams is fouled out. Addy Holthouse finished at 20 for Nemaha. And here's a reaching foul on McKenzie Henry that'll put Sarah Worley at the free throw line for a 1-1 for Silver Lake, who had Cabrin Kruger foul out with just over a minute to go. Worley hasn't played a whole lot. She's a sophomore. She's only a 40% free throw shooter. Here's a big-time 1-1 to give Lake the lead. Dribbles, aims, shoots, and rattles it in. Pretty good time for your first point of the night for Sarah Worley, who will now have the bonus free throw as the Eagles have a lead.
She used a lot of rim to get that thing in, but dropped where it needed to.
Worley's second one is rattled through as well. Silver Lake ahead 51-49. Nemaha Central without Holthouse. It's Gamstrom and Henry in the backcourt. They've turned it over a few times here lately, struggling to get any shots off on offense. And a foul against Silver Lake. This one on Sarah Worley, who tried to come through Ella Larkin to get the ball. It'll be Ella Larkin at the line, who's 0-3 tonight for Nemaha Central.
First personal on Worley. Team foul number 11 on Silver Lake. Mark it at 16 points. There's number 17. Strokes it through the net. Now 1-for-4 at the line, needing the second free throw to tie this game at 51. 3:08 left in overtime, and that free throw is good. So the teams exchange a couple charity tosses.
Your name all central. Elle Larkin kind of needs to put this team on her back and say, let's go. Run everything through her and then shoot it from there.
Farmer over to Worley. Worley drives and kicks. Kerger on the far side. Now up top to Farmer. Nemaw playing kind of a 3-2 zone. Garrity down low, trying to keep McDaniel out of the picture. Here's Farmer attacking, scooping it up, and she traveled with it. 11 turnovers on Silver Lake. Both coaches get one timeout to use here in overtime as Silver Lake will apply a little full court pressure. Henry looking over the defense. She and Gamstrom have just 9 total points from the Thunder backcourt tonight. Gamstrom around the screen to the near side. Taryn shot over McDaniel. Too strong, rebounded by Ross. Ross picks it up, lets everyone go by. Avoids the traveling, and now it'll be Mariah Farmer walking it across the 10-second line. Farmer has it. Here's Worley over to Kruger.
They're doing a great job of finding Kruger. As soon as she catches the ball, the defender's near.
Baseline by Worley, trying to get it across to McDaniel. Now Farmer, jump shot from 12. It's no good. Rebound offensively. Worley kept it alive. Back out to Kruger with under 2 minutes to go. Silver Lake keeps the ball. Game tied at 51.
And again, as soon as it got that rebound, kicked it out to Kruger, and she had to go right on her.
A trip to the state tournament is on the line. Silver Lake's battled from 11 down. They trailed by double digits on multiple occasions in the second half. They were down 8 coming into the fourth quarter. Now looking to take their second lead here in the first extra session. Ross up top, Farmer through the lane. Good looking shot, missed. Rebound offensively, McDaniel wide open, takes it in.
Big time play by McDaniel there.
She's got 10, just her second field goal here in the second half. And a tip and a steal.
Oh, what a play.
Sarah Worley with the steal on defense.
Worley getting some minutes because the girls that have fouled out just made big-time plays in overtime.
And next man up.
That's right.
Coach Porter flexing his left arm. Nemaw's going to have to defend. 55 seconds to go. They trail by 2.
They want to foul her. Actually, there he got it, finally.
Although she made 2-for-2 just a moment ago.
Coach Hilton was begging. That's who he wanted to foul, and he finally got him up to.
It's the right play to make to extend the game right there, I think, too, Coach.
Worley's trying to win this, though, for her team.
Yes, she is.
That's right. Big time play so
far. Made 2 free throws earlier. This is another 1-1. That's only foul number 9 against Nemaw Central, the third on Henry. So big front end here. Worley shoots and got it. Every free throw she's attempted has hit the rim a few times, but it's found its way through the cylinder, and now she can make it a 2-possession lead. 50 seconds to go.
Coach Porter calling a timeout if it goes in.
And it does.
Nope, he doesn't call a timeout.
Sarah Worley with 4 free throws here in overtime to put Silver Lake up by 4. Gamstrom takes off. Thunder got plenty of time, and now a timeout to discuss it by Coach Adam Hilton. There's 42.6 to go. 55-51, Silver Lake leads. We'll step away back in half a minute here on KNZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights. The right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Local teams that have punched their ticket to the state tournament include the Troy Boys in Class 1A.
the Jackson Heights girls in Class 2A, the Royal Valley boys in Class 3A. A couple other games looks like about to go final. We'll get you those here in a bit. We're in overtime at 3A. Silver Lake leading 55-51 over Nemaha Central. One of the highest scoring games of the season for the Thunder, but they're down four with 40 seconds to go.
Silver Lake switches to a zone for this possession.
Down low, Larkin against McDaniel. Comes shot block, gets it back, and then is fouled. And Larkin's going to get two free throws. That's not an easy matchup for Ella Larkin, but that's where the Thunder wanted to go.
Yeah, they switched up because, you know, Coach Hilton called a timeout to run something against the man. They switch back to a 2-3 zone. And McDaniel blocked her the first time, and the second time, and she brought her arm down and got called for the foul, just her first.
Larkin is 3-for-3 at the line. Now in this overtime, she has 19 points. Makes it a one-possession game with 30 seconds to go. I don't think I'm fouling Worley anymore. If I'm fouling Silver Lake, Larkin hit them both.
That ship has sailed.
Worley's 4-for-4 at the line. Full court pressure now by Nemaha. They're out of timeouts. Silver Lake into the half court. Farmer. Farmer, a little stop and go in front of the Eagle bench. Coach Porter has a timeout if he wants it. Ross, high low, tipped away by Kennedy, but off the knee and danced him out of bounds.
Almost a great stop for Seneca. Then all of a sudden, knocked it off the band, out of bounds.
Kennedy had great defense on McDaniel, but it hit Gannstrom and went out of play with 17 seconds left. Silver Lake by two. Kruger to get it in. Protected by Honeyman and Emos. Mackenzie Henry gets fouled with 15 seconds left. She's going to have two free throws at the other end as Nemaha's got a chance to tie it after a Silver Lake turnover. Boy, both these teams have made some
great defensive plays. Yeah, they have.
Keep in mind they're playing for the second night in a row as well.
Yep.
Henry 1-for-2 at the line. Misses the first. Still 55-53.
Big rebound right here if she misses this.
She made it. It's a one-point game. 5 points for Mackenzie Henry.
And it's timeout, Silver Lake.
So both coaches are out of timeouts. Silver Lake's got the ball up one. They're going to have to break the press. Nemaha's got, what, about 3, 4, 5 seconds, maybe one or two chances to get a quick
fourth
steal.
Foul. Yeah, exactly. That's a... You know, it's something that, you know, against Silver Lake, it's going to be a tough order because they've got, Silver Lake's got a lot of guards, got a lot of ball handlers, and really only one that's not going to handle it. So if you're guarding Mackenzie McDaniel, you could go gamble and trap a little bit, try to go for a steal, but everybody else has got to play heads up against this Silver Lake team. You know, Nemaha Central's got to come with pressure, probably put some pressure on the basketball as well, see if you can get a deflection coming in.
ACCHS boys are leading undefeated Valley Falls 48-47 with a minute 20 to go. So it's March Madness for sure.
Here we go. All girls are back.
We've seen this before.
Silver Lake has all five girls out of bounds. The one that will get handed the ball will be Sarah Worley.
It's legal.
They inbound to Kruger. Double team. She picked up the dribble. No timeouts. She tries to make the pass here on the near side and does so to Farmer. Farmer fouled at half court with just 6 seconds to go. 6.8 exactly, but even with two free throws, it has a chance to be a one-possession game here. Silver Lake currently up one. Farmer to the line for the first time all night. But she is a 67% free throw shooter. Just 4 points in the game. Two free throws. The first for Farmer is good. Makes it a two-point lead. Now trying to push the margin up to three. 6.8 for Nemaha Central. No timeouts for either team. Farmer hit them both.
Will they foul here or just let it play out?
Nemaha needs a three. Gannstrom drives all the way. Tried to kick it out. 3 seconds left and a foul with 2 seconds left. Not sure if Gannstrom was going to try to drive and kick it out to Honeyman or what. It looked like for a minute she was going to go try to score. Thunder down by three. Now one free throw for Taylor Ross, who almost sealed the deal here for Silver Lake. Ross will be the only Eagle at the offensive end. She's 2-for-3 tonight, has 10 points, two chances to make it a two-possession game. Free throw, boom,
game over.
Here's the dagger.
What a comeback.
Nemaha Roth makes them both. Inbounds against him, but Nemaha down five. A half-court shot won't be enough. And Silver Lake storms the court as they're heading to the state 3A tournament for the second consecutive season of their second-year head coach, Kyle Porter. Now 22-1. They come from down 11 points in the second half and trail by double digits on a couple occasions. Nemaha Central, a phenomenal effort. Knocked off Hiawatha last night, but they fall in overtime tonight and will miss on state for the second straight year, the final 59-54. Nemaha Central season ends at 17-6 as Silver Lake has won their last four games against Big Seven League opponents, including all three of them in sub-state. They survived beating Jeff West by two last night, and they beat Nemaha Central in overtime here tonight. This young squad with no seniors for Silver Lake is heading to the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Awards being handed out. We need to take one timeout. We'll come back with our final thoughts, final stats, and a player to bank on as we wrap up the broadcast next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
Medicine is a special calling, and we would like to acknowledge our fantastic medical staff in honor of Doctor's Day on March 30th. We would like to recognize Dr. Tony Barkowski, Dr. Andy Stevie, Dr. Jared Snyder, Dr. Heather Myers, Lori Leger, Erica Winkler, Sherry Wessel, and Erica Bletcher for their hard work, dedication, and loyalty to their patients and our community, Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We're back one final time, tallying up some of the stats. We'll check those numbers presented by NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting and get thoughts on this ball game tonight. The first one wasn't close as the Royal Valley Boys defeated Sabetha 54-23, cruised to state with a 22-1 record. But this game was everything we wanted and then some. Nemaha Central got ahead a couple times by 10, once by 11 in the second half, and led through about 96% of this game, but they didn't lead much in overtime. In fact, I don't think they led at all in overtime as Silver Lake wins the OT session 10-5. And one stat that I did get tallied up was Silver Lake made 7 of 8 free throws in overtime, including 4-for-4 for the Whirly girl, the sophomore that hadn't played much this entire game. A couple more free throws by Mariah Farmer with 6.8 seconds left, and then 1 of 2 free throws by Taylor Ross. Actually, she made it both at the end as well, didn't she?
Yeah, she made them both.
Yeah.
Okay,
they're up three.
They were 8-for-8 then from the free throw line in overtime. I just didn't fill in that circle to give that 5-point lead to Silver Lake. A phenomenal ball game. These are the ones that you hate to see a team in their season and have something come to an end, but you're happy for a team that's moving on. And certainly it's hard to complain when you got two teams playing this quality of basketball and certainly leaving it all out there on the floor.
Yeah, you know, it just the whole mode of the game, you know, flipped when Silver Lake could finally break into that 7-point lead. It seemed like the game kept going from 7-12 to 10 to 7-12 to 10, and they couldn't break through. And then finally they broke
you know, they broke that seal, and then unbelievable play by Kruger, you know, by McKinley Kruger there with that three, a kind of a step back three that she hit to tie the game with, you know, 30 seconds on the clock. And so those moments, big time players make big time plays, and she did. And then, you know, give all the credit to Sarah Worley off the bench. You know, got a huge steal, made a bunch of free throws, made some big time plays in overtime for her team, which has to happen if you want to win in March.
I think both teams are a little bit fatigued there, Lay. Both teams had a few turnovers, but credit the defense too. Both teams made some huge defensive plays there at the end of regulation to get this one tied at 49. As Connor just mentioned, McKinley Kruger's three with 30 seconds left, knotted the game at 49 as Thunder had a chance to win it there at the end of regulation. Both teams actually turned it over in that final 30 seconds of regulation, but Silver Lake able to battle through on their home court and get the win here tonight.
Well, and this was as you alluded to, it's bittersweet. You know, if you're Coach Hilton, Nemaha Central, it's tough to, you sell out and you play that hard and have an opportunity and a chance to, you know, you're in control of the game for basically 30 to 32 minutes of regulation, but, you know, hats off. You know, they came to play, and you know, one of the questions I had against Silver Lake, you know, and I'd seen them play, they are a very, very nice, becoming a great team, and they're an extremely young team, and Coach Porter has stuff going on, and it's, you know, this time of year is pretty special to me. It always has been. You know, Coach Bouchard and I talked about this last night. When you get springtime at March Madness, things get crazy, and fortunately for me, you know, I'm getting to see a lot of, you know, I've got a little Holton bias. Love Nemaha Central. You talk about Coach Terpening, the battles we had and shared with him throughout. But, you know, Holton, Silver Lake's got a lot of Holton ties. You know, Coach Porter's from Holton, is married to Coach Bouchard's cousin, and Mariah Farmer is both her parents I had in class, and McKinley Kruger, her mother played for me and won a national championship for Johnson County after she moved on. So some special ties, you know, that you see. You're happy for Silver Lake seeing them, but then you're on the other hand, you're upset for Coach Hilton, the Silver Lake, or excuse me, Nemaha Central team that laid their hearts on. But this is what high school basketball should be about. You know, it's blood, sweat, tears. And both teams brought the blood and sweat, and tonight the tears go to Nemaha Central.
And I'm sure the Thunder would have loved to have Addie Holthaus. She had 20 points but fouled out with 53 seconds left in regulation. But on the other side of that, you know, the top scorer, Cabrin Kruger, had 12 on 4 3-pointers for Silver Lake tonight, fouled out with just over a minute left in the fourth quarter. So I guess it was equal in that regard, both teams
right,
having to make some adjustments. But maybe more so Nemaha. I don't feel like they have quite as many scoring threats. And not having Addie certainly was tough there down the stretch.
Yeah, she was so reliable for him, and she wasn't just making plays that were, you know, she wasn't just shooting wide, making wide open shots. She was getting to the ball to the rim off the bounce and making some tough shots for him. And I think that maybe was a little bit of a little bit demoralizing to the rest of the girls on the floor when you don't have that sort of that trusty person to throw the ball into and go get you a basket whenever you need one.
Well, unless you two got anything else, I'll wrap up all the final stats and finish it up. You guys, I know, Connor, you got family here and stuff, and certainly appreciate both of you guys joining me. It was a lot of fun. Got to love basketball this time of year, and hopefully for you guys it was exciting to kind of find a way to be a part of it.
So. Yeah, thank you for letting me do this, and I appreciate it. It's good to be a part of it, you know, even though my season ended. I probably would have been here anyway. So just to watch the league schools and then to watch, you know, to support my cousin Kyle. And so, you know, this is awesome. Both games, the crowds were unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's sort of refreshing. I know Coach Holliday talked about this earlier off air. It's refreshing to have packed stands. Everybody's here. It's back to the environment that, you know, that, I think these kids deserve and these coaches deserve. And, you know, for Silver Lake and for Royal Valley, both of those teams made the state tournament last year, but didn't get to experience the state tournament. And so now both of those teams are going to experience it just like they should.
Just a couple days removed from your season and the second straight winning season in the state tournament a year ago, but after being here the last couple of nights, you're probably ready to get next season started.
I've already started working on my new game plans and scouting reports and everything.
There you go.
So, yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Justin.
Coach, it's been a pleasure working with you through a lot of this season on a lot of the Holton broadcast, and hopefully we'll look forward to more exciting times in the future, but a lot of fun, and we'll see how the state tournaments go. That's what I love about this area. You know, I've been in the area 21 years now, and every year, every sport, every season, we always have multiple teams that are moving on and usually doing pretty well in the postseason and state competition.
We're spoiled in this area of the state with some great athletics, you know, and it's you don't have to go very far, and you've got, you know, especially in the Big Seven League, you got teams making a run in football, you got volleyball teams, you know, softball team, and it's multi-sports. These kids are playing multi, their athletes playing multi-sports as well, and it's just, it's what the experience, the high school experience should be on the athletic field, and you're exactly right. You are a lucky man, because you get a great seat for most of these games.
A lot of great coaches, a lot of great communities as well. That's John Holliday and Connor Bouchard. Appreciate their help as I'll wrap up the final stats tonight of this girls 3A sub-state championship. It is the final stats brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting, the local experienced professionals on your side. We'll start with Nemaus Central, the visitors tonight, who fall by 5 in overtime to Silver Lake. Addie Holthouse had 20 points before fouling out with 53 seconds left in regulation. She was great. She had the first 10 for Nemaha Central in this game as the Thunder led 14-10 at the end of one quarter. They were up by 7 at halftime, up by 8 coming into the fourth quarter. Silver Lake comes back to force overtime, and they win it in OT. After Holthouse with 20, Ella Larkin had 20. So both those girls, Larkin and Holthouse, put up 20 points tonight. 5 apiece for Mackenzie Henry and Taryn Ganstrom, and 2 points each for Cassidy Rethman and Reagan Garrity. That's it for Nemaus Central. One thing I didn't get to talk about with the two coaches is they're gone now, but free throw shooting was a big difference. I think I did mention that Silver Lake went 8 for 8 at the line in overtime, but the totals for the game, Silver Lake made 13 of 18 for the game from the free throw line, and Nemaus Central made 9 of 19. So Nemaus Central got one more free throw attempt, but made 4 less free throws than Silver Lake. That a pretty big difference here in the final stats. 3-point shooting as well. Nemaus only made 1 3-pointer tonight, and Silver Lake made 6 3-point baskets here this evening. Here's the final Silver Lake stats. How about this for balance? Cabrin Kruger, 12. McKinley Kruger, 12. Taylor Ross, 12. Mackenzie McDaniel had 10. Mariah Farmer added 6. Sarah Worley, 4 for 4 for all 4 of her points, all in overtime. And also 3 points for Kaylee Dider. She was one of 2 girls that fouled out for Silver Lake. It was McKinley Kruger that hit the 3-pointer with 30 seconds to go. The Titus at 49. And in overtime, a 10-5 advantage for Silver Lake as the Eagles win, heading back to state for the second straight year. And a lot of great teams under another legend coach and Lauren Ziegler, who is here this week. And now Kyle Porter in 2 seasons has Silver Lake in 2 state tournaments. They'll actually get to go to Hutch to play this year. I mentioned earlier how 3A boys was shaping up, with Royal Valley boys having 1 loss. They won earlier against Sabetha, 54-23. They should be a top 3 seed. Royal Valley with just 1 loss. Galena has just 1 loss. Cheney was the only undefeated team, taking on Heston earlier this evening. And then a couple 19-3 teams in southeast of Saline, Osage City. So it looks like Royal Valley will be a top 3 seed. I would guess an opening round matchup for Royal Valley boys likely against one of these 3 teams, probably Hugoton or Hayes TMP. That would be my guess. Hugoton or Hayes TMP for a first round matchup for the Royal Valley boys. On the girls' side of things, no team is undefeated. Silver Lake has 1 loss. Nickerson has 1 loss. Eureka has 1 loss. So there's 3 teams with 1 loss. Goodland and Hugoton both have 2 losses. Then southeast of Saline has 3, and a couple teams that have 4 and 6 losses at the bottom. So Silver Lake should be a top 2 or 3 seed as well, heading to the 3A state tournament in Hutchinson. But they could have like a 19-3 southeast of Saline team or something like that. Maybe Hugoton, a team that they can face in the opening round of the state tournament next week. Again, our girls' final in overtime, Silver Lake 59, Nemaha Central 54. Those state brackets will be out tomorrow. We'll post them online at MSCSports.com. Thunder.net. Congratulations to Haddon Hilton. Another great season. Thunder right there every year at the end with the chance to go to state. They won another share of the Big 7 League title, which I think this year was their fifth in a row, maybe six in a row now. Maybe six in a row now for Nemaha Central girls to have at least a share of the Big 7 League title. No doubt they'll be back next year. They lose some senior guards, but Larkin and Holthouse have both scored 20 tonight, both coming back. And two freshmen that played a ton on varsity this year for Nemaha Central. This program is going to continue to be a mainstay in the tough, tough Big 7 League. This is the first time, I think, I'm going to have to go back and check. One quick side note, and I'm about to wrap it up. I think this is the first time in my 21 years of broadcasting here on KNZA that we've not had multiple Big 7 League teams at the state tournament. We only have one, Go Valley Boys. That's it, only one. And I think it's been two decades. We've had at least two teams with girls and boys combined making it to the state high school basketball tournament. But plenty of other teams that have punched their tickets to state. We'll have plenty of teams to cover next week. Centralia girls won tonight over Frankfort by five. They're heading to Dodge City along with the Troy boys, who pulled off a big upset win tonight in 1A at Frankfort. In 2A, the Jackson Heights girls and the Valley Heights girls and the Valley Falls boys, who did come back and win by 3, 53-50. The Valley Falls boys remain undefeated. They'll join the Jackson Heights and Valley Heights girls at the 2A state tournament, and then Roll Valley at 3A. So plenty of coverage coming up next week. We'll have the brackets and such out tomorrow for you on MSCSports.net. Man, it's been a fun week. Three overtime games. Last night, Jeff West, Silver Lake, buzzer beater. This has been phenomenal. Appreciate the sponsors. Appreciate the listeners. The great staff at our radio station that puts in a lot of extra hours to make it all possible and for us to bring it to you live. Our studio engineer, Seth Tullis, in the last couple of nights. Big kudos to him. This has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Until state next week. So long, everybody.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.